Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta pat your own self on the back, yeah. morning, good morning. And welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Minister Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by Joy and Peace site today. And I hope it's something that we will say this day that will take you along your Christian journey today. And before we get into our subject this morning, we'll say a little prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray your holy name. Thank you, O Lord. You are my God. I will exalt you. Thank you, Lord, that our mouth will speak the praise of the Lord. All flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever. Praise be to your glorious name forever. And may the whole earth be filled with your glory. Thank you, Lord, that we praise you from the rising of the sun until going down of the same. Lord, you truly, truly are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen and thank God. First, I would like to say good morning to everyone that's tuning in and hoping you are having a blessed and a prosperous day today. Today, our topic is on leaving or leave the past behind. And our chapter today will be Philippians 3:13-14. And we give God the praise for this topic today because a lot of us as Christian and non-Christian do not know how to leave the past behind. We're forever dragging the past along with us where we cannot go on in unto the future. But the word of the Lord says in Philippians 3:13-14, it says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. 14 say, I press toward a mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Well, today, we have to know how to be enduring in Christ on leaving the past behind. And as I was reading that, if we are to endure in Christ, we must watch out for whatever keep us from following God wholehearted. To compete in the Christian race, we must carry a light load and keep pressing toward the finish line. It is easy for us to get wrapped up in things, not only material things, but also the intangible, such as your reputation, your accomplishments, and even religious achievements. You know, like Paul said, we must not allow things to rob us of our joy. You know, when we think about leaving the past behind, you know, so many times we go through things. But thank God, we can say, I'm not there anymore. You see, I'm over the past. I faced some of the fiercest spiritual battles, and I found that those battles can leave you bruised and beaten up on the inside just as surely as fighting can leave you bruised and beating up on the outside. God wants to take us through the Holy Ghost, through the Word of God, to the next level or dimension. That means the things that we have come through, he has brought us through that to go on to higher heights and deeper depths, not to continue on dwelling on the past. What happened in the past is in the past. God has taken us beyond that. And then we have to learn the healing of a bruised and a beaten spirit within us. However, it doesn't come that easy. We know it don't come that easy when you say you got the walk off and leave a home, walk off and leave your job, walk off and leave a car. But when you're doing things for Christ, Christ will take you and put you in a place where you will have to leave friends behind. You have to leave family members behind. It's not that you don't want to take them with you, but where God is taking you, sometimes everybody cannot go with you. So you have to leave the past behind. And the reason is this, instead of putting painful failures behind us, we often dwell on them until, you know, those familiar become more real to us than the promises of God. When we told God yes, that means yes to his will, yes to his way. That means we had to step out of our comfort zone and do what God said do. That means we may have to leave a church. We may have to leave family members. But didn't the disciples, when he called them, didn't they have to leave their kindred, leave what they were doing, put their nets down and follow Jesus? It's the same with us today. We have to know that we know when God is taking us another step in him. The old things have passed away and all things have become new. And I think saying this basically, we're either going forward, we are standing still, or falling behind. Which one do you want to do? Do you want to go forward? Do you want to stand still? Or do you want to fall behind? So that means to go forward, that means some things that you was doing, some things you were saying, you got to leave that. You got to go forth in God's word. And that saying is true, even for church. The problem is that it's very easy to become complacent and uncomfortable. Once we still stand, everyone passes us by, and we begin to fall behind. And we're wondering, well, why can't I go forward? Because you haven't let the past go. You want to keep bringing all the old with the new that God has given you. I see we have a caller on the air, and I'm going to bring them in. Good morning, caller. You are now on air.
Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. Today we are talking about leave the past behind. And we know you would like to say something.
Well, yes, it is very true to leave the past behind, because you're coming in a new dispensation with the Lord, and your old, it's almost like you say, your old life in the past, but it's a new life that you're living now. If you bring up the past, you're looking backwards instead of looking forward. You're striving to for the mastery of God is something greater than we can think of. And when Paul made the statement in Philippians, it said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, I forget of, forgetting those things which are behind." Now, he made a statement that I'm forgetting those things behind. He's not looking behind, he's looking forward. Because you're looking forward for the future. You're looking for the future for your life, where you're going to go in life with God and making decisions. How far do you want to go with God? Because the Bible says that the race is not for the swift or the strong, but he that endure to the end shall be saved. So it's a time that you have to stay in with God, not look backward, look forward, because the greater is your future. We all got a future. We all got destiny to meet. You got a destiny to meet, and that destiny is meet when God got a call upon you. You got to fulfill the call of God. That's what Paul was. He had a call of God upon his life to fulfill the life that he would pursue. This time you have to pursue this call, because God made it known to us that we must pick up the cross and follow him daily. That's a lot. He didn't tell you to look backwards. He tell you always look forward, because He God is a forward God. He's not a backwards God. He's a forward God. He saved us for a purpose to be used of God, and that holy ambitions of God and the spiritual progress of God, and you got a straight wardness to God, and one thing you want to forget about, those things behind you and pressing in more into the things of God. But when he began to tell you about the spiritual strife, it's a spiritual strife, Paul said, I'm pressing. And sometimes you have to press your way. When you're going through, you still have to press your way. I don't want to go back. I don't want to fall back in my same old ways. I want to go forward in God because I'm pressing and I'm making decisions. I'm not want to stay where I am because God got a call. When he make that call for you, he fulfills the call on your life because he's making it sure that when you're in that spot where God got you at and you've got a high calling there in that area, well, you're going to have all kinds of tests you're going to go through. And see where seeking you press your way. Well, now, no matter what you do, you may fall, but you get up and continue on and make errors, you make flaws of your life, but you still, God still is with you. He's not going to leave you. He'd be right with you in the midst of this because this is a testing time. How Christians, when they're in a race, like we're running right now, we're all running a race. But we're going to try to endure that race. That's like an athlete. He's out there in the race, and they got to see who's going to be first and who's going to endure the race, who's going to stay in the race, who's going to fall out of the race. Well, it's a time that you have to stay when you got something like this is called on your life, or you're in the great ministry of God. Well, you got a call on your life. Well, the enemy's going to know where to pick at you. You'll know where to pull. The Bible says that how God told Peter that Satan desired to sift you as wheat. Well, he wanted to try to sift things out of you because he don't want you to fulfill what God called. God got a call. When he makes a call on you, that's a call of God upon your life. That's in Christ Jesus. He let you know that you must fulfill the Christian calling. Fulfill the things that God called you in. Don't be lack. Don't stop what you started. And then I tell you, but it's always a way that God builds you up. He's what you call a building God. He loves to build his people up where they don't fall. But we all got to endure hardness of a good soldier. You got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to walk into the area with God and stay there where God wants you to be used of God.
Yes. Go ahead. Okay. Excuse me. And, you know, as you were saying that and as I was reading that, we have to believe in moving ahead. And as a church, we need to think about what it takes to move ahead also. You know, we must never be satisfied with the past or believe that what we are doing in the present is all that we can or should do. We need to be striving daily to want to be better, to do things different, not the same old thing. If that same old thing didn't work last year, why are you bringing it in and God allowed you to come into this year? Why are you bringing it into this year? That's the past. Oh, but when he give you a new day, he give us grace and new mercies every day, daily. That means he's doing a new thing in us daily, every day. And, you know, we must never be satisfied with the past or believe that what we're doing in the present is all that we can or should do. We should always be striving to be able to do more, to go further. And for me personally, myself, I don't want to give up. I want to keep moving forward because I know God has so much for me and others. But, some of us get to a standstill because this didn't work out or this didn't go that way. We want to just give up. But we can't give up. We got to keep moving forward. We got to keep doing what the Word of God says. And, you know, and to achieve all that God would give us opportunities to do, we must be ready to move forward to meet the challenge of the future. That means we can't be afraid and scared and throw up our hands and, you know, throw in the towel. Excuse me. We got to keep on moving on, and we're going to have challenges in this life.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Evangelist, while I get this cough out.
Yes. Also, we're looking at that, what we're looking at how David said in the book of Psalms, 27th chapter of Psalms, we know that when David said there was one thing, have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire his temple. That's showing you how much David then loved the Lord, how he said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That maintained us. We got to know that spiritual desire, with the desire for God. We don't want to continue not to dwell in God. We don't want to lose the opportunity to lose the sight of God because of the time that we're living in. We must all make decisions. You can't live as the world. You got to live as God would call you to live in. Because it's a calling on your life. Your life is more valuable to God. God made you for example for the use of the kingdom of God. And otherwise, you wouldn't put examples in there for different ones to follow after to stimulate their spiritual life with God, to run this race with God, because the trying of our patience. And we're at a trying times. We're going to have some trying times. You're going to have some tests. You're going to have a time that seems like the whole world is going to collapse all around you. It seems like you can't get no further. But Paul is making it, letting the Philippian people know about that. He said, I'm pressing. If we look at that, I'm pressing towards the mark. That's something that when a person pressed for something, he's continued. He made up his decision. He's not going back.
Mm-hmm.
He's going forward in God because he sees something that God got for him or who, a person that is saved. He's saved because he want to make heaven his home. That's
mm-hmm.
the purpose of a decision that you have to make. Nobody can make that decision but you. You the one that has to make the decision. Do you want to go with God or do you don't want to go with God? God put it all before us all. We have a decision to make. And that decision to make that we don't want to go back into the things that we was before we come to the Lord. We want to go forward because God wants to take us to a higher place with him, that we live according to his will, not our will, but he gives us a desire. He put a will in us, but that will is what you put in, what come out of the will of you. You're in the middle of the will, and he's in the middle of that will, and you're also in the will for that. So he gives you choices to make. You got a choice to make to make the success in your life, make it to the point that I got to get where I want to get in God. I got to be stable in God. I don't want to be up and down. So you be up and down, that throw you off the mark. That throw you off the place where you're running to. So you're running a race, but you got
mm-hmm.
to endure the race that you're running in. Of course, you're going to have battles, and you're going to have trials. You're going to have tests. You're going to have all these things coming because any opposition is going to try to come against you when you're in God. That's the way the devil is. He's going to do everything. But he's keeping you from getting to heaven. His job is to stop you, but your job is to resist. You got to resist him in every category. No matter what comes against you, you still got to have great potentials to make up in your mind that I am not going to fall. I am not going back where I was. I made up my mind I'm going to serve God. I'm going to be about my Father's business. I'm going to go when I don't press my way, when I don't feel like it. I'm still going to press my way when I want to go to the house of God. I'm still going to press my way. I'm going to make a decision. I'm not going to be lack of God, because the more I keep running from God, the greater he gets, the greater he strengthens me. He'll hold me by his right hand. When I'm down, he'll pick me up. When I know that I'm lacking things, I can talk to him, and he'll bless me because I made a decision. I want to love him with all my heart and all my soul. So I got a spiritual eye looking for the things of God. I'm pressing towards the mark. See, it's a mark that I want to go it's a line that I want to get to. I want to get that complete end of that line. That's almost like you said, I'm entering in at the straight. I'm entering into the straight gate. I'm trying to enter that straight and narrow way. I'm trying to enter that straight and narrow way. I don't want to go to Broadway, because if I go that Broadway, that leads to me to destruction. I don't want to go to destruction. I want to be led in the straight and narrow way, because it's a way that seems right unto me, but the end is there. But I want to see where I am with God. I want to make sure I don't be lacking in things. I want to make sure that I want to press in the areas. I know I've been missing God. I know I've failed in there. I know sometimes the enemy comes towards me and tries to take me off the track where I'm off the running place where I'm running to, and try to keep my eyes off of God. But I made a spiritual desire to make up in my mind. I got a prize waiting for me. And if I hold on, I'll receive that prize. And I'll keep in mind that I got a calling of God on me. And I got to make up sure that I'm going to make it, because Jesus is calling me. He's getting rooting for me. He's my cheerleader on the side. He's the one that's pulling me and making and giving me that desire. Because he said, I done paid it all now for you. All I want you to do is come on, stay on the track. Don't get off. Just stay right with me, because I'm right with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm your big brother. I'm gonna keep make sure you stay strong. And when I stay strong, I know I'm going in the right direction, because I have made up my mind. I'm not going back where I used to. But I'm forgetting things that I used to do. I don't think like I used to think anymore. I'm thinking positive of God. I got all this in my mind. I'm thinking positive of God, because He's the one that's gonna bless me. He'll keep me going, because my mind is made up. And that's a perfect. It's perfect for me, because He letting us know there is as many as were perfect. I know a lot of people saying they perfect. Some people say I'm perfect, but you ain't perfect. We all make errors, because we make flaws. We all come short. We're not perfect in anything. We may not know everything about this life that we live in. We may not know, but as we grow into it, God will give us potentials to be winners, not losers. He always will look for us to be winners, not losers. He don't want you to lose. He wants you to win, because He's a winner. He's always the one. He's the one that we run into. We're in a race. We run into Him. We're not running to the devil. We run into Him. We are at that goal of Him, of pressing in to make sure that way we're going is the right way. Because the Bible says enter in at the straight gate. This is a gate. This is a narrow. You got to make up in your mind that you're not going to run back and run to the broad way, but you're going to make up in your mind that I'm going right in the straight way He told me to go. If I get in straight, I got a prize waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
I got something waiting for me when I get there, because I know it's a decision I have to make in my mind. I know that I'm tried in my mind. I know I'm tried in my spirit. I know I've been... Sometimes you get hurt in your spirit. You've been wounded in your spirit. You get wounded in physical. You get wounded bad enough that sometimes you're making the devil put the pressure on and say, what's the use of a mouth over hand? No, you don't throw your hands up. You're in the best moment right now. You're showing the devil that you're serving God. If you wasn't serving God, the devil, he'd be to the point that you'd be in favor with him. Now you're serving the Lord. Now you're in favor with God. So the enemy knows that if you serve God the most, well, he don't want to try to pull you away from him, because you've made your mind up. You don't want to go back with him no more. So he's doing everything possible to try to bring a stumbling block there. He said he set up things for you. But you got to make up in your mind that I'm going to stand. I'm not going to fall, because when I fall down, I know I can get up again. But I know God is setting everything for a goal. You're setting the goal to make heaven. You're running the race. The race is set for you to win, not to lose. Because God, He's a winner. He's not a loser. He's victorious in His word. When He says something to us, we must obey it. We must do what He tells you to do, because He know exactly what the devil going to do when he try to come against you. Because he know the devil going to do everything to try to stop you. Because he don't want you to make the last round, because he know we living in the last hour, so he's going to try to do everything against you. He don't want you to pursue it now. Now, David said in the 84th Psalm of David, he began to say that they go forth strength to strength. Now, they go forth strength to strength. Every time you go strength to strength, and letting you know that, he said, every one of them in Zion, he said, every one of us in Zion, he said, now appear. He said, now appear before God. We all gonna appear before God. But he said, how you be strengthened. He said, strengthen to strength. God will strengthen you. He will strengthen you in everything that he said to go. He said in the 92nd Psalms, the 12th, he said that the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, and he shall grow up like a cedar in the Lebanon. Right. Now, God just wants you to know that you shall flourish like a palm tree. When you're going to be lit, you're going to be glad, you're going to be rejoicing. You said, I made it. I didn't give up. No matter, I didn't stop, but I made up my mind. I'm not going to go back. I'm going to make up my mind. I'm going to keep on going because God got a plan for me. Because if I look for that light that shines so bright, I got to get to that light. The light longs to shine. I'm right with God. And we've been looking at the spiritual. So there's a spiritual progress that you have to make in your mind. You know, there's a progress that we all have to be to the fullness of God. Because Job said that the righteous also shall hold on his way. He said, he that have clean hands shall be strong and strong. He that have clean hands have to be strong. You got to be strong. Hold on, because no matter what comes, you still hold on. But you're going to be tested. You're going to be tested in areas that you didn't think was possible. These things would happen to you. But if you just meditate upon those things, and give yourself a holy to them. Meditate upon those things, and then prove, you know, make appearance to all. That's proving that. That's showing that meditating on where you're going to, how you're going to get there. Meditate on that, how you stay in the race. Don't let people come and deceive you. Don't let people try to put things in your mind. Don't get around people that talk negative all the time. Get around people that talk positive about the kingdom of God, about manifesting things, and knowing that God got gifts that God give unto the unto his people. So if you seek him diligently, Paul, he made it up. If we make it up our mind that I'm going to pick up the cross, I'm going to follow after him. In other words, I'm going to continue to pursue him or continue to seek him. You got that great potential in you to seek God, and he'll strengthen you. He'll uphold you by his right hand. So don't quit while you're in the race. Because you got to endure the hardness of a good soldier, no matter what comes up against God. You're going to be tested. You're going to see where you at, God. You're going to see how strong that you are. It's never a failure in God. It's always a failure in ourselves when we give up, when we start something and we don't hold to it. And it ain't God's will for us to fall. It is God's will to prosper in the things that he calls us in. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to be courageous in him. He wants you to be strong to the point that don't give up, don't give out, because you come too far now. You got to make up. We are in the last days, and these things are going to come up on the people that serve God. They're going to be tested. They're going to be tried, and they're going to be to the point that they can't seem like they're not striving. So every man striving for the mastery, but he's still tempered in all things. He's tempted in all things. He said, "Now he know to obtain a corrupt, crown, but we are in an incorruptible." See, that's where we are. And you don't be tempted in it all. Corruptible gonna come. But you're not in the corruptible. You come for the incorruptible, because that's what God is looking for us to do, to make that assured to us. Because he let us know, and it says, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working. It's whereunto I all. I'm talking about myself. I'm also laboring to strive according to his working, which is working in me. Mildly, it's working in me mildly, because that's what I'm made up. Because knowing that if ye have it not yet resisted. And this is the time of us resist things, not like God, and strive again. Strive again against sin, that we don't let sin reign in our lives. And we know that we are humans, and we know that as long as we in this cloak, of, which is called skin, this body, which is called it's going back to the dust where it comes from. But we got to make up our minds to press in. It's a pressing mark. You out there, you in the land, but all the tests is going to come. And you're going to be, sometimes they'll be so hard on you that sometimes you get sick over what's going on. And because the devil, he knows how to do that, bring up that against you. But if you make up in your mind that I refuse to receive bad thoughts in my mind, because I want to receive good thoughts of God. I want to make up my mind. I want to make sure I only let your conversation become like the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see or else absent. I may, I'm saying these things to try to inject this into your heart. You got to make it up in your mind to stay. Let your, the Bible says that be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, but let your labor not be in vain. You be steadfast, hold on, but don't let your labor be in vain. Make up your mind that I refuse to go back.
You know, I want to inject right here about, you know, there is no standing still, you know, in the Christian life. You know, if we do not advance in our faith, we must risk falling back. We can't back when we want to go forward in God. When we was talking about leaving the past behind, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth, we have to reach forth. Even through the word of God. And, you know, as Paul said, we can take on Paul's attitude. It is not that I have already taken hold of it or have already obtained perfect maturity, but I continue my pursuit in hope that I may possess it, since I have indeed been taken possessed of by Jesus Christ. And we'll find that in, you know, Philippians 3:12. I went one verse up. But God wants us to bow to his will and recognize that all of our progress in life, physical, mentally, and spiritual, is because he willed it. So we have to know that there is a way out. You know, if depression has put you into a spiritual nosedive, all you have to do is break out of it to get your eyes off the past and onto your future.
Yeah.
You know, a future that's been guaranteed by Christ Jesus through the exceedingly the great and precious promise in his word. You know, and chances are that won't come easy for you at first when you're trying to come from the past, but your mind has probably had years of practicing and focusing on the past. You know, we can focus on the past for so long it becomes part of us. And then you wonder why it's hard to let go of the past, because you've been focused on it so long, you feel you can't go no further, but you can. You know, it's like an old horse that in, you know, habitually head for the barn, other words, as example.
Yes.
So thoughts will probably start galloping in that direction every time you give them any kind of slack. When God is showing you, I want you to go down this road. Instead of going on down the road that God showed you, I'm just paraphrasing and using it as you're driving, but you say, well, I know a shortcut back here. I can go this way. You see, you're steadily going back when he's trying to take you forward. And that same way in the word of God. He's giving you new direction daily. He's showing you through the word of God which way he wants you to go. When you wake up in the morning, you tell him, thank you, Lord, I love you. I adore you. I magnify you. In that day, you don't know for the course of that whole day what God had planned for you. But you make it through the day. At the end of the day, you're going to have so much to testify to somebody how God brought me through this here. God took me another dimension to another level. God raised me up from this, my way of thinking. God gave me this new direction. God showed me I should do this here. I've been doing this for 50 years and I didn't see a result, but God showed me something in a split second.
Yes.
And I was able to go forward. And as I was thinking about this topic, even as I was at the prison last night doing prison ministry, and a young man came up to me and was telling me about the school, and I was asking him what he was taking up in college. And he had his algebra book, Intermediate Algebra. And we were just going through talking about algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and the different jobs that you would use it in. But then a lot of time we have it, but do we really have to put it to use? So he brought something to me that made me go forward, even thinking about the topic today, where he was showing me in the back of the book where these things are needed now in this time. When I came through school, we didn't even have that showed up. You would use this for this particular job, that particular job. It's broke down now. So I learned something. I went a step forward last night and just said, I remember this and I remember when. I said, you know what? You brought something to my attention where I can go further. When I saw you can use that for gardening, for not only for medical, not only for aerospace, you know, in planes and everything, but how many job descriptions that you could use algebra in that we never thought about. So that was showing me right there God is taking me further, even with my understanding. He took me out because we didn't have it back then when I went to school, but look what they have now. That means he's taking you further up. He's giving you more knowledge the same way with the Word of God. Whether
yes.
you may have read one chapter today or one verse, and you pondered on it today. Today, it was for today. You may read it 2 days later, that same
yes.
verse, and God have a new meaning to that for you for that day, because something is going to come up in your life where you're going to need that word that day, which with a new revelation that let you know is new every morning. So that meaning you done left behind and you parsing forward. You going forward. You ain't going to keep doing the same things that you used to do because God have set you in a new direction. He's showing
yes.
you through the Word of God how you can be what he wants you to be. Just because
yes.
you was a missionary for 10 years, he's trying to say, well, I'm taking you up to another level, to another dimension. You're going to go from missionary to this, to this. He's showing you the different degrees and the different levels. But now if you want to stay with that mentality as a missionary for 15 or 20 years, and when you look at somebody, you're going to say, well, I feel I can do that, but God was showing you, I'm taking you. All you do is follow my instruction, follow me. Don't stay in the same negative things you were doing. Don't stay in the same old, you know, mentality. And, you know, as I was reading, chances are that it won't come easy at first when you have to leave the past, but your mind has probably had years of practice and focus and on the past. But so don't give them that slack. Keep the rim tight. Purpose is meditate on the word of God. Replace thoughts of the past with scripture. Promise about your future and be diligent about it. Then instead of being a wounded soldier, you'll become the conquering warrior God made you to be. So you don't have to think about the past when God has replaced it with the future. He had to move people, places, and things out of your life for you to move forward because you will be stuck. For you to go where he needs you to go, he had to move something. Nothing could stay the same. For you to go to the next level, for you to go to the next dimension, the next depth in Christ, you have to leave the past behind. It's things where people say, well, I like doing that. That's the past. If you want to progress, you want to go further in God, that means you got to walk away from some things sometimes. It may hurt, but you'll get over it. if you want more of God, if you want to do things, you know, more of God. You know, and as I was thinking, Paul sums it up by saying, not as though I have already obtained it, but Paul was satisfied with Jesus Christ. He was not satisfied with his Christian life. He was dissatisfied, which his dissatisfaction kept him reaching out and looking forward. And that's what we're doing today. We are not satisfied where we are. We keep telling our mind and saying in our mind, God, I know you have something better for me. I know you want to take me up higher. I want to learn more. I want to do more. I don't want to stay the same for the next 50 years. You want to increase your knowledge. And that's what he's telling us. We must reach forward to those things that are before us. If we never reach up for the things before us, that means we're still living in the past. When we go through, I'll just say, for example, clothing, certain type of food, certain types of things that go on through the year. You don't want to go back to the 50s. God have elevated you now to 2010, which you're going into 2011. So why do you want to bring the things you did in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s that's no longer no good? Things done shut down. Business done change. You done change. So why are you going to keep going back to the past? So that's likewise with your spiritual life. You want to keep growing. You want to keep obtaining more and more of God. And, you know, we must reach forward to the things that are before us, but we must press on in good times and bad times to be the people God wants us to be in Jesus Christ. We have to press on. If we want to do what God is calling us to do, we can't be with God and stay stagnant in a situation, in a relationship, in the body of Christ, sitting on the pew for 10 years. You didn't do nothing 10 years ago. You're sitting there 10 more years. You ain't done nothing. You haven't got up. You haven't elevated your mind. You haven't elevated your thinking, your capacity, God, where God wants to put you at, what God wants to do for you. We got to keep moving forward. We can't just stand still. We got to advance from milk syndrome to the meat of Christian. You know, when we came up, we was on milk, Pablin, cereal. Well, we graduated up to solid food. From solid food, we went to meat. Went to, I'm just using paraphrase, to caviar, to lobster. Our taste and our mind changed. So that means our mind has to be in tune with Christ. We have to leave the past behind where we could move forward. We got to keep moving. We don't want to stand still because we're going to become stale. We're going to be left behind, just like that movie came out, say, left behind. Do we want God to come and leave us behind, or do we want to be caught in the rapture when he returns? So we have to think about that, leaving the past behind and, you know, reaching forth unto those things which are before us and press. That means we got to press our way toward the mark for the prize. We got to press, even when we don't feel like it, even if our mind telling us one thing, but we need to press because we need to know our mind need to be in Christ, because the enemy will come in every kind of way and try to press you and try to make you think this and try to make you want to do this. But we have to press our way. We have to keep moving forward in the word of God if we want to attain the prize one day. But now for those that don't want to be reign with Jesus and be able to be and do what he said do, we're going to be stagnated. We're going to stay in the same spot. We're going to be in that rut of the world.
Yeah.
But we need to keep moving forward. We keep need to go ahead, Evangelist, because I know you have something you want to share.
Yes, that's what all you were saying was very true about that. We got to really make up our mind. Do we want to really stand or make enough mind that we're going to really serve God, because that's what God calls them. And I was just looking at when Paul said to the Ephesus church in that first verse of fourth chapter of them, he said, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the Lord, worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called in." There's a lot we got to be to the point that was the area we called in to make sure our calling is the apprehending of God, that God continues to establish in that area where we make it up in our mind that we got a call on our life. We cannot go back to the things that God brought us out of to make the calling election sure on our life. And he wants us to run the race. He wants us to stay as Christians, the calling on your life and the spiritual striving and that holy ambition to serve the Lord, the spiritual progress, you know, spiritual progress making you that area that you've been to the point to where God has used you in the spiritual things of God, because you don't want to turn and be to the point that the end to come in and turn your mind to other things, and then you find out you're doing other things that you shouldn't be doing. You turn up to a reprobate mind when you get out of the will of God, doing your thing, doing what you want, but you got to stay in this thing. You come this far. There's a deceiver out there. He's out to do one thing, that's to try to deceive you. As the Bible said that he was trying to deceive the very elect, people of the world, people of God. He's out trying to do everything. So we got to be very careful how we entertain, or be very careful how we be around certain people. Certain people, and they might be saved. Certain people that say they're saved ain't saved. You're in a part now. We're striving to that place with God. We're in the end of the, as I said, we're in the end of the age, and we're getting closer and closer to the returning of Jesus back on planet Earth. So everybody that's in this will of the range of God is going to have the experience of life of things on planet Earth. But if you got your mind fixed and made up, your spirit made up, you're going to go to heaven no matter what's happening in this world, but your mind's fixed. And nothing can change your mind. You got to have keep a made-up mind, keep a point that you're striving, and making sure you are pressing more to the, no matter what comes up against you, still pressing, making your decision, I'm not going back where I was. God brought me out. He brought you out. Then when you was in something, he brought you into God. Now, he brought you out of what your old life was. That old life done passed. You got a new life. Therefore, if any man or any woman is in Christ, or any child in Christ, he become a new creature. Old things done passed. Behold, all things become new. And he said to forget about those things behind you and press towards the mark of the prize of your high call. You got a high calling on your life. You're in the ministry. The ministers out there in the ministry, they got a calling on their life, and you're going to be tested. But you're going to be strong in the morning. You taking your word, you do exactly what the instruction manual tell you to do. Do exactly that, and you're going to live this life until Jesus come back. Because he's going to come to suddenly, and you want to be ready when he do come. You want to be waiting for that appearance of him. But it's the striving part where church today got to strive to that place to stay in. Don't get out. And you don't want to miss that mark. When he comes, you want to make him, you want to be glad to see his, you want to be glad to see his appearance when he comes.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes, and then you know that you done made it. And you done made it. You held on. You fought the good fight.
Yeah.
And you looked at God. And you're just looking for that great day when he said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Again, it's the joy of the Lord. You just enter in that place. You're going to enter that place with him. There won't be no more suffering, no more crying, no more tears, no more nothing. When you get to heaven, it's always completed. Everything that's completed, what you accomplished, we all will see the ones that made it. And it's just Paul and all of them. But this is the day right now. It's time to make up your mind. Make up your mind that I'm pressing towards the mark of the prize of my high calling, because God got a high calling on all of us. We got to make that progress, that spiritual progress of knowing that God is for us, not against us.
We have 4 minutes left, but I want to say this in closing. I was reminded of a song, and it says, "I'm pressing on the upward way." New height I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. And as I onward climb, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. That should be our thing, our motto every day. I'm pressing on the upward way. New height I'm gaining every day. That means we're trying to gain height every day through the power of God. Still praying as I onward climb. Meaning I'm steadily climbing, and I'm praying as I'm climbing.
Right.
I want God to plant my feet on higher ground. I don't want Satan to plant her feet. Just say no. I want God to plant my feet on higher ground. I want to be able to go higher in the Lord, in the Word of God. I want to do what He said do. So that means if I got to leave some friends, leave some family members, leave some church folks, leave this and leave that to serve Christ, that's what I have to do. I have to press. I can't give up. I thank God for this topic today, and I thank you, Evangelist Brian, for coming in on the show to share with the listening audience today, because I feel some will listen to this program, even in the archive, and will help them to press on, not give up, not throw in the towel, not taking what everyone say if they're not serving God. Read that word for themselves. Listen to the voice of God, where He's wanting to take you, what He wants you to do. So in our closing time, in our 2 minutes, where I will close us out today, oh, gracious Father, we thank you for the word of God that has went forth today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, those that will tune in sometime today or tonight, dear Heavenly Father, that will hear the word of God on leaving the past behind. Sometimes, Lord, we know it's so many things that we feel is good to us, but it's bad for us. So that means for us to go further in you in the Word of God, we have to leave the past behind for us to be able to climb up higher to you, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you today, dear Heavenly Father, for everything that was shared today, dear Heavenly Father, everything that was said that will help draw someone closer to thy bleeding side. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise today. We give you honor, dear Heavenly Father, because you alone are worthy to be praised, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to take each and every person that's listening to this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father, take them into the spirit where they can see, where they can go higher, dear Heavenly Father. It's some things that they need to give up on, some things that they need to leave behind, some things that they cannot take with them to the next level. Lord, we want to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to go further in the Word. In Jesus' precious holy name, thank God, thank God. Thank God, and thank you, Evangelist Brian, for taking the time out from your busy schedule to stop by Joy and Peace and to help with the broadcast today, because God is sitting high and He's looking low. He sees your faithfulness, and all you have to do is go on. Leave the past. Go on to what God called you to do, and He will continue on blessing you and whatever endeavor He has for your life. I want to say thank you again and thank each and every person that have tuned in today. And may God richly bless you and yours. Until next week, please return to Joy and Peace Outreach, where we'll have another exciting topic on next Wednesday. Be blessed. Yes. Amen and thank God. Thank you. Some t-shirt. Mm-hmm.